Okay, wow. We just talked to Dana. She just moved to Indy, and well, here's why.
If you moved here with your dog, would you say his name was Chester or something? You moved here with him because you disagreed with that law. What exactly are you saying?
I am in a relationship with Chester.
What do you mean in a relationship with your dog, Dana?
Well, it's like any other relationship between two people. You know, you share special moments together. There's an unconditional love. No matter what happens, no matter what the other person does, it's an unconditional love.
But the law you're talking about is about sex with animals.
Not loving your animal.
Are you or are you not having sex with your dog?
Yes, Chester and I make love.
What?
Yeah, so that just went down. 317-239-1009. Tons of people. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. Also, Radio Now, 100.9 on our Facebook page. Are chiming in. What do you got, Alex?
Kayla at Joe and Alex Show, like WTF, even if she's joking to get attention, this is sick. Sarah, Dana needs to be arrested and forced into therapy. I'm literally sick. Nick, the woman and the dog both need to be put down. Someone else, this has to be staged. Dude, we wish it was. We wish this freaking was.
Kendra, good morning. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. What did you want to say about Dana?
Good morning.
Yo.
Well, I lived in Indiana for almost 22 years.
Hey, man, talking to your phone. You're cutting out. You got to talk in your phone.
Yeah, you sound like you're in a tin can.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Is this better?
Lots better. What did you want to say?
So I've lived in Indiana for almost 22 years, and this is definitely not normal. Like, I feel like I need to get my dogs off the sidewalk. Like,
seriously?
Hide your kids, hide your dogs.
Yes, hide your kids and hide your dogs.
Did you hear her say, I don't know if you heard the whole call, but she said something like, well, so many people do this, whether you want to believe it or not. So many people hook up with their dogs.
She's just saying that, like, to justify her situation. Like, to make it seem like that she's not weird, but in reality, she's really weird. And I hope that she does not get on that Lollapalooza bus with you guys, because I'll cancel.
Yeah! That's the first thing I thought of, because at first that's what she was asking about.
I'm bringing plus one. His name's Chester.
No!
Kendra, thank you for the call. And here's the thing, I'm Googling, and side note, just the results that are coming up for, like, this is messed up. If I get in trouble, you guys have my back. I Googled, woman has sex with dog. On our computer. So
you're going to get us arrested,
yeah,
Joe.
Yeah, let's not say we got IT knocking on the door.
But all these stories pop up. Wish TV 8 seems to have the coverage in India on these, so I don't know what they're covering. But I just found a story about a woman in Cherokee County, South Carolina, that got arrested after she had videos doing stuff with a Dachshund hound. So it's like, this is weird. I would say a lot of people love their dog maybe a little bit too much, where they treat him like a kid, but that's okay. You can do that. That's a little bit if you want to lick and kiss, but this with Dana is way, way past the line.
I'm sick. Ugh. And what the heck was up with her saying, like, if you're going to be accepting of gay marriage, then you've got to accept this too.
How do you compare that? Because with an animal, it's bestiality, right?
I want to hear from some LGBTQ people about that statement, because that was pretty...
LGBTQ and D.
Yeah,
for
sure. Whatever.
317-239-1009. Carolyn, good morning. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. What did you want to say about Dana?
That it has to be a fake story she's making of that. Or somebody needs to track her phone number and find this girl and lock her up.
A lot of people have been calling. We, unfortunately, because now people are going to call and prank us, we don't have caller ID, so we can't actually check her number. I just was Googling. I hopped into Google. There is a story from Ohio. I don't know if it's the same spot, but Warren, Ohio. There is a woman that was arrested in April of this year, so not too,
like a few weeks ago?
Yeah, like April 10th, it says. And she was accused of filming herself having a relationship with a dog. I didn't get into too much detail here, but I wonder if...
It was on Facebook, too. Yeah.
Like, that's what I'm wondering, if that's the same person.
Ew.
Obviously a different name.
Like on the run?
Yes.
Nasty. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
That probably is.
That blows my mind, because everybody, like, I think dogs are cute and they're fluffy. I've never, she said, like, well, they're the hottest or something dog. Like, I've never in my life been sexually attracted to any animal. Okay, maybe a dolphin. They are kind of cute, but...
I know, it's disgusting.
Somebody
really needs help.
This is probably a really stupid question, but somebody just tweeted us at Joe and Alex Show and said, can a human get pregnant from a dog? I just Googled it. No, the chromosomes between canines and humans are not compatible. Sometimes technically human can only get pregnant by another human, not by an animal of any kind, so that's good.
Oh my God. Oh my God, that's horrible.
Ew.
All right, guys. Well,
Have a good day.
You too.
Us too. Thanks, Carolyn. 317-239-1009. Joan Alex Show. That's our Twitter, and that's our Instagram. You can follow.
Or Radio Now 100.9 on Facebook. All I have to say is, Jesus, take the wheel.
You think Jesus is going to be able to help on this one?
I don't know.
Christina, you're on the Joan Alex Show.
Yeah, I'd like to make a comment about the bestiality.
Yes.
Unfortunately, here in thankfully here in Indiana, that is not the norm, but in a lot of other places in the world, bestiality is still looked at as being okay.
What really? Are you talking about? Where?
Yes, like in parts of like South America, they would rather you have intercourse with a donkey or a horse than break your vow to the Lord of premarital sex with a human.
Are you messing with us or is this true?
No,
I promise you that.
I've heard from multiple people that I've worked with that are from the Latino nations, and they have said in the smaller rural areas of South America, there are people that would prefer you to have sex with an animal as a goat and horse or a bull sometimes to relinquish your whatever you want to call it, your horniness.
Whatever happened to Miss Michigan or something, you know, just, you know, yourself. I don't know, sit on your hand or something. Hey.
But it is something that happens in other parts of the world, not here in America, because in America, we do things by the book, and we don't get down with our animals, because that's gross.
USA! But... USA!
Stop! William just commented on Facebook, I have an ex named Dana that now lives here in Indy.
And Sino, look what's on TV right now.
Stop!
Animal communicator, that's what we need.